I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food. Let's head to the Santa Monica Farmers Market, where Jillian Ferguson is gathering ideas for one of my favorite seasonal fruits.
This is Jillian Ferguson with the Market Report. One of the first signs of fall at Southern California markets is quince. The fruits look like enormous fuzzy pears, and most of the production in the U.S. is centered here in California in the San Joaquin Valley. Becky Terry is one of the handful of farmers who brings it to market this time of year. Hi.
Hey, Jillian. It's great to be here with you this morning.
It's great to have you back here. I imagine you spend a lot of time at the market these days explaining to perplexed customers what this fruit is. So give us your elevator pitch for quince.
It's a fruit that you need to cook. Even though we have some of our South American friends who will eat it raw, but they're going to do a lime juice cook on it. So they're going to do, pretend like it's a margarita, salt, chili pepper, and a quince. I can't do it. It's got so much pectin in it. My jaws would hate me.
Yes, it's very astringent.
Most people of European extraction are going to make pastries out of it. And if you're the Middle East extraction, you're going to put it in a lamb stew. And it's yummy.
Well, it's very unique to have these here. If we do get inspired when we pass your stand at the market and want to take some home, how do we pick one out and how do we handle it when we get home?
Okay, so they're beautiful on your counter. The longer they set, the more fragrant that they will get with the fragrance permeating your house. Apple with vanilla overtones.
Are they ready to eat now or do we need to let them sit for a little bit?
They are ready and we are packing and shipping across the United States and into Japan these days.
Wow. Can anybody listening from out of state find your quince?
They're going to find me on Facebook, Terry Ranch or Becky Terry. You can order them, pick them up here. I've been known to ship and put them in UPS too.
All right. Thank you, Becky.
All right.
That was Becky Terry of Terry Ranch. She is growing her quince in the San Joaquin Valley, just south of Fresno. You can find her at the Wednesday and Saturday Santa Monica Farmers Markets with her quince, her pears, her jujubes. The season is just getting started. Uli Nasibova is the Uli behind Uli's Gelato, and she's a frequent shopper here at the farmer's market where she sources seasonal fruits and herbs for her gelato flavors. But she's also a mom, and when she's not making gelato, she's cooking for her family. So today, I wanted to talk to Uli about a quince dish that is part of her weekly repertoire this time of year. Hi, Uli.
Hi, Jillian. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about quince. Many people know about membrillo or quince paste, and I often see it sort of poached in a dessert, but you're making a savory dish. Tell us about it.
What people don't know about quince is that it has a very unique flavor profile. It has just the right amount of tartness and just the right amount of sweetness that if you add it to a savory dish, it's not going to overtake anything, but it's going to highlight all of the savory notes. And quince also has a ton of pectin. So if you're making a sauce, so in my case, it's a chicken sauce, it creates this perfect vehicle for everything kind of being saucy and ooey and gooey. It's just perfect.
So you said it's chicken. How do you make it? What are all the components?
So just like all children of the planet Earth, my children are obsessed with chicken. And I always start very simple. I get a ton of onions. The more onions, the better. And by the way, when I make this dish, I make enough to like feed a whole army just because children also eat more than adults, I've learned, because they have to grow a ton in a short period of time. So, you know, I'll get a ton of onions. And I'll start cooking them on low heat. And then once the onion juice comes out and they start browning slowly, I'll kind of add a tiny bit of sugar to help with caramelization, a little bit of salt. But then what I'll do is I'll transfer the onions out and all of that beautiful brown is still in the pan and I'll get my chicken started. So I go for organic chicken thighs with the bone in. You need the bone for the flavor. And then I'll brown the chicken in that pan. So in the meantime, I have my beautiful quince. I washed it. I always keep the skin on. I love quince skin. And because of the way I cook it, it softens. But you have to cut it into slices. Think of it as you're cutting it into just, you know, what a classic apple slice would look like. As the chicken starts to brown, you add the quince in. And you add the onion back in. You close the cover, you put it on low heat for 15 minutes, and the magic starts happening. The quince starts softening, all of that onion, all of that chicken juice is drying, that tartness, that pectin, it just like, it's just the beautiful thing happening in that pan. What you need to see is the quince has softened. This is the part that I do that you don't have to do. But separately, if tomatoes are in season, you get the beefiest, juiciest tomatoes and you remove the skin as much as possible. If you don't want to do that, and let's say, you know, you're a busy mom, no shade, go get organic canned tomatoes with the skin removed. I've done it. It's okay. You add the tomato pulp. One more thing, totally optional, but it's a staple in my family. It's saffron. And the best place to buy saffron is Westwood. Go to Westwood, go to one of the Iranian mom and pop shops. I don't know what the regulations are in terms of importing saffron, but if you want good saffron, try to get Iranian saffron.
And when you're using your saffron, you know, it comes in the threads. How do you grind it up into a powder?
So I boil some water, a cup of water. Then I take a tablespoon and I put my saffron into a bowl. You take your tablespoon and you kind of use the back of the tablespoon to grind up the saffron. It doesn't have to be powder, but it has to be smaller. That same bowl, you keep it and you add half of the boiling water and you swish it around. The water turns into this gorgeous golden color only saffron can give it. Then you add that water to your chicken sauce. Then you add the rest of the water into your bowl because surely you didn't get all of the saffron threads. And saffron is very expensive. And then put it in your chicken sauce. There is not a better combination than saffron and quince. Shout out to beautiful Iranian and Caucasus cuisine. And then the last thing that I do, I'll get potatoes. And I let this saffron water, quince, chicken, onion, tomato sauce, just kind of like cook on very low heat for 45 minutes. And then about 15 minutes before I turn off the heat, I get some potatoes from the farmer's market, cut it into circles, put it on top of the sauce, let it cook kind of like with the vapors of the dish. And then very towards the end, right before I serve my chicken, I kind of mix everything and it becomes one mixed dish. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I can't wait to try it. Thank you so much, Uli.
Thank you.
That was Uli Nasibova of Uli's Gelato. We will have a link to the recipe for that saffron chicken with quince on our website. And if you want to follow it up with some gelato, you can find Uli's pints at Bristol Farms, Juice to Grocer, and on DoorDash. For the Market Report, I'm Jillian Ferguson.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and Hope Brush. And special thanks to Laura Kondarajan and Gary Masiha. I'm Evan Kleiman. For those of you listening via podcast, you might have realized it's a shorter show this week. That's because it's our fall pledge drive. Remember before you could stream your favorite podcast, back when you'd have to tune in at a certain time every week to hear your favorite show? And twice a year, you'd hear me and my colleagues asking you to donate to help support your favorite public radio station? Well, even though you're listening to this show via podcast, we are still a broadcast radio station. And this week, maybe even right now, I am pitching live to listeners like you. Become a member today. Go to kcrw.com/give and join forces with us. It takes a big community to power public radio. We rely on individual member support from thousands of folks just like you to power everything that Good Food does, from our annual pie contest and tortilla tournament to this weekly podcast. If you donate right now, you'll get a whole year of member perks, including member-exclusive events, invitations to intimate artist sessions, plus the option to double the meals donated when you choose the food bank in place of a mug or t-shirt. But hey, If you want that mug or t-shirt, that's cool too. If you love this show, do this now. Go to the browser on your phone and type in kcrw.com/give. When you get there, choose to give monthly at whatever amount you can. Did you do it? I'm going to trust that you did and say thank you from all of us at Good Food. We literally could not do this without you. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with an all-new episode of Good Food.